The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
We had Dr. Ian K. Smith on last spring. In case you missed it, it's always fun talking to Dr. Ian. First Fast Burn, name his new book. Yeah. Get the Vaccine, You Idiots. He's writing that now. Yeah. We're going to write the forward in that. He has to write the forward to Get the Vaccine, You Idiots.
And then he'll leave it out of the book.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. He'll ask us to do it and leave it out of the book.
No, no, write it, and then I'll leave it out.
That's funny as hell.
Put a lot of effort into it, and then I'll leave it out.
Oh, man. Craig?
Yeah. It is Troy Polamalu's birthday today.
Yeah. God, how tall is I know. Oh, how old is he? He's been retired 5 years already, I read the other day. Maybe longer.
Oh, he Hall eligible this year?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He'll get in, won't he? Yeah, you got to think he's...
Oh, God, yeah. He'll get in.
He's first ballot.
He'll the most recognizable bust in the whole place.
He was amazing.
With the gigantic hair.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Head & Shoulders.
Yep.
And now he's a voiceover artist.
Who else is on there? Well, you don't want to...
He's 40.
Okay. Oh, you don't know who's taller?
It's also Maria Sharapova's birthday today. You may remember her from tennis.
Yeah, she's hot. Yeah,
very hot tennis player. Yeah,
yeah. And those commercials with her little dog.
Oh, yeah.
What was she selling?
I don't recall.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Who's taller, Maria Sharapova or Troy Polamalu?
I don't like when you challenge me this way.
She's tall.
I think Polamalu's listed at 5'10".
Yeah, I was going to say he might be 6 feet. Maybe.
No, I don't think he's 6 foot. I think he's only listed at 5'10".
Yeah.
So if she's taller than 5'10", is she 5'11"?
Oh, I think she's over 6 feet.
That's the question.
Good point.
Yeah. That is a question. You're right. Can't hammer
your Who's taller? I'm going to say Maria Sharapova.
I think Maria Sharapova.
Me too. I'm going with her.
Yep.
So everybody's going with Maria?
Yep. Was I right about Troy?
Maria is 6'2".
Oh, yeah.
He's yeah, she's definitely taller.
He's listed as 5'10", right?
He's listed as 5'10".
Yeah!
He played taller
than I better know how tall he is. He was the man. Yeah.
I don't know if that's necessarily criteria.
What?
You don't have to know the height of all your...
I do, though. Well, no, because I brag about knowing the heights of people. I should know the heights of people actually,
That you're fans of.
I'm fans of, right.
Well, if you walk around bragging about knowing the heights, this who's taller is your proving ground.
All 4-0 of the day so far on a Monday. All right.
Yeah. Well, apparently, on TikTok, there's a new hashtag. One of the new hashtags they're going with is 5-inch seam. Apparently, men are having short shorts now. 5 inches.
Yeah, I've seen. First of all, I'm glad the shorts came up, but I've seen the 5 inch ones, and they're really short. They're like old school,
very old.
You
school.
And I,
too
and,
far.
You and I and Todd wore them like that, but I like. There's 8 inch ones. I think are pretty cool compared to the. I'd never got into the shorts below your knees. I just wasn't. Although that's all they made for years, I hated those things. So I'm kind of glad they came back up. They came up. I know they came back up with kids in school. I was at a football camp yesterday, and those long shorts are done with high school boys.
Line coaching?
That just sounds that what horrible. You're doing? I was watching it. That just sounded
so. It's weird. Now skies out, thighs out.
You see the thighs on these. You see the thighs on these high school boys more, right? And college boys. Yes, you do.
That's what they say. skies out, thighs out.
Is that what they're saying?
I don't know.
Yeah,
that's.
I saw an actor leaving some. That dude from This Is Us. You'd recognize him. He's got a set of a weird name.
Milo Ventimiglia.
I saw him leaving something in L.A., and he had these on. And it looks so old school, like really
the
old
gym.
School. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to get on board with these. I think this is how you end up aging yourself. You're like, look at that old guy with the shorts by his knees. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, but
I'm not showing my thighs.
At all?
Well,
these are five inches.
I wouldn't be comfortable.
Yeah, these are
short.
Five and a half.
They are short.
Even if they were something that was like halfway down my leg, I don't think I'd be real comfortable.
Yeah,
wearing
so what?
Because your age group never wore those.
No, I know.
So it's about mid thigh.
No, these are shorter. 5 inches shorter.
Okay.
This is back in the day when
we're talking John Stockton.
Yeah. Oh no, shorter than that. They're the kinds we used to wear.
Shorter than John Stockton is tighty whities.
Yeah.
Like the running shorts we used to wear.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the 5 inches.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice Dolphins.
Exactly, Dolphins.
That's exactly what I had.
Me too, man.
Professor Andrew Groves, the director of the Westminster Menswear Archive at the University of Menswear, says that men are exposing their legs in public as a reaction to our public behavior being so tightly policed in public for the last year.
Is that why?
They want to feel the wind's tactile caress on their skin.
No, I just think that fashion goes in cycles. Everything comes back, you know?
Yeah, it does. Short shorts and mom jeans are in at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I've read the skinny jeans are going out now.
Wearing sport shorts right now, given how much exercising we've all been doing, we feel more comfortable going a little short, they say.
Yeah. You see it in basketball games, too.
Yeah, it used to hang down to mid-shin.
Well, that was ridiculous, yeah.
Like skinny jeans and low-risers before them, apparently Generation Z is pro-short shorts in a way that millennials may not be.
Yeah, that's it. The Z generation's wearing the shorter shorts.
You kids in your short shorts. Get off my lawn.
Which is weird because, like I said, my son's wearing shorts that I used to wear. So there's the generation between there didn't wear them. So it's
not
weird.
At all.
No.
Not at all. Not at all.
No.
I know that, yeah.
I was never down with below the knee.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm cool with like, you know, just above the knee.
Yeah,
that's
fine. Yeah, but you know the guys I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
They wore them like, they basically were capris.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, there was a period of time where Miranda would wear these basketball shorts that went past her knee, and I just didn't like that look.
No.
Oh, there was a time in the early 2000s where you could watch college and professional basketball, and it was like
they got in the way of their dribble between their legs.
Yeah, the shorts were like flapping up and down the floor.
I know,
because they were below the knee.
Yeah, Allen Iverson basically wore pants.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah, yeah,
baggy pants.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
According to Dr. Karen Douglas, a professor of social psychology at the University of Kent in the UK, people are drawn to conspiracy theories in order to satisfy, or in an attempt to satisfy, three important psychological motives. The motives are the need for knowledge and certainty, a need to be or to feel safe and secure in the world, and a desire to feel good about themselves as individuals.
God. You see the audio and video of the guy at the QAnon convention?
Mm-mm.
What a nut job. And who's the actor's nut job now?
Jim Caviezel.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the guy who played Jesus.
Yeah, he's a nut job, too. He actually thinks they're sucking blood from young people, and it's just he's a nut job, too.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. He's a horrible man. These Q people are just really stupid.
They're gone.
And I know that Dr. Ian will tell you not to call people idiots, but we make a living off that. And, I have no patience for them. Unfortunately, there's a couple in the Congress.
Well, aren't they starting their own Anglo-Saxon faction?
That lasted about 2 days.
Yeah, they're not going to let that fly.
That's kind of racist. It's a definition of racism, they said. That's a definition of racism.
Just call it the KKK caucus.
Marjorie and the dumb chick from Colorado, whatever her name is.
Bobert.
Thank you.
It doesn't change that they feel there's a need for that.
No, exactly.
Oh, no, that's the game now.
It is.
Is victimhood.
It is.
Make victims out of white
the
people.
The whole white guy's in trouble.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is something we know about. We're not in trouble.
No.
So if you're not a white guy that's me and Todd and Craig's age, we'll tell you we're not worried.
And any trouble that we've had, it's not because we've been threatened by
the whiteness,
right?
No,
or anyone.
No, exactly.
It's our own fault for being idiots.
No, we are not
our own personal trouble. You're right.
Yes, trouble.
But those whiny asshats that we know that are our age that are white guys that are all storming the Capitol, right. They're wrong, and they're on the wrong side.
Collectively,
of history.
As middle-aged white guys, we are not threatened.
No,
at least everyone in this room does not feel threatened in any way.
Then you're not paying attention.
Anybody get that actor? What a nutjob! They had him on Zoom to that convention. This is about the children. It's about the children. Bloodletting? Is that what it is? There's a word for it they used.
I don't remember.
Yeah, there's a word they think what's happening to these kids.
They suck the blood right out of their face?
Yeah, they take the blood right out of their bodies, and the Democrats are eating them. I mean, they're just, it's crazy.
That'll be all the talk on what's a Pillow Guy's website?
Yeah.
I think it's called Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, the free speech place with the list of words you can't say?
It should be called thosearen'tpillows.com.
Yes. It's all about free speech, except you can't swear.
Oh, yeah. Or use you can't say Jesus Christ.
And absolutely no porn.
I love that.
Just a couple things about language you can't use on the free speech platform.
Yeah, I guarantee you my son is going to get on there and
troll.
Oh,
I love that. I love it about you.
I'll probably have a report later this week about how long he lasted.
Study conducted by U.S. Direct decided to take a look at the most searched conspiracy theory in each of the 50 states. And the one by far that won in 27 states, the most searched conspiracy theory in 27 of the 51, is the New World Order.
Oh, yeah.
And that does include Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas.
It doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Well, that's been around for a while, hasn't it?
Well, all of these have. The New World Order.
They're not
is
the wrestling group, those guys. They were called the New World Order.
This is a militaristic.
That could be why it's the most searched, because half the people are trying to see who's running the world.
Yeah.
Other people just wanted to see what the NWO is
doing. That's an excellent point.
What the NWO is doing, right?
It does have multiple meanings.
Yeah. The New World Order is about a militaristic totalitarian government that involves the Freemasons, the Illuminati, the United Nations, the Bible's Book of Revelations, and maybe the Denver Airport.
Is that separate?
Oh, that, and maybe.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. The tunnels underneath
there's
something.
There's a big city underneath the Denver Airport.
Right, yeah.
Where they're, now, is that different than the deep state?
Well, they're all the same.
I can't answer that.
Okay.
It's a deep city.
You know why? Slap on your foil hat and ask
Craig
that question.
Can't answer that because they're watching them. That's why.
Right.
Yeah. You afraid of the truth?
Yeah, in five states, or four plus D.C., the most New Coke was the most searched for conspiracy.
What's that?
Did you know that New Coke was a conspiracy back? This is from back in the day when they did New Coke.
Yeah, New Coke just tastes like ass. They went back to regular Coke. Yeah. That's what happened, right?
New Coke was either an elaborate plan to mask the replacement of real sugar with high fructose corn syrup.
All right.
Or
what?
It was intentional on the Coca-Cola company's part to boost sales, or was used to cover up the final removal of coca to satisfy the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Yeah,
I'm thinking it's all those.
It might be B.
Yeah.
It might have been Coke's decision. That goes back to the 80s.
Yeah.
I love that part of the conspiracy is that Coke wanted to increase sales. Like, they're probably focused on that all the time.
Yes, they are. Their point. They actually were trying to make it better.
They had a down cycle against Pepsi, and they started to make it, and then they realized that people liked the regular Coke. They brought it right back. As classic Coke, it came back almost immediately. Because New Coke did suck.
Yes, it did. Yeah. And five states, the most searched conspiracy theory is chemtrails. Weather control, biological and chemical warfare and testing, psychological manipulation, sterilization and population control, spikes in respiratory illnesses and life expectancy reduction. These are all things blamed on chemtrails. Five states. Four or five states, that is the most conspiracy theory.
That's just what's behind a plane when they fly, right?
Those are the condensation trails.
Yeah.
And we have a friend that believes in that.
No, you have a friend that believes in that.
No, she's your friend, too.
Why does she? Why is she stupid?
Then? I don't know. It's just one of those that goes way back. She's a little older than us. But the condensation trails have everything to do with the temperature and humidity of the atmosphere.
Well, I know you. You probably explained
where the plane is.
You probably explained that to her. So, what's her?
I don't know what her hang up is.
So, what
her reply? Nuh-uh.
With no facts.
Right. I'm old and set in my ways.
Yeah, but this doesn't mean you're old. You could be young and be an idiot too.
I know.
What is the chemtrails they think it does to us now?
It drops chemicals.
Mind control.
Weather control, biological and chemical warfare and testing, psychological manipulation, sterilization, population control.
They're really kind of screwing up the weather control. You don't think they make some nice stuff?
Drops chemicals into our water.
I mean, why would you make it 39 in April in Nebraska? I realize that can happen today, but why wouldn't they just make it nice?
It's all about controlling the population.
If you can control the weather, you'd make it nice, wouldn't you?
Not necessarily.
Right. Is this evil?
It's not controlling the weather all the time. Just occasionally.
Oh, okay, got it. All right. Oh, to fit their narrative.
Yeah. I guess so.
Got it.
I think they'd fly a little closer to the ground if that's what they were doing.
Is that the only thing? Now you're not going to tell me on there, and I don't want you to either, by the way, but will you tell me off there? Is this the only thing they believe in that's kind of nutty and everything else is normal in their life? Does that make any sense to me?
Otherwise, she's pretty sensible.
I know who he's talking about. He's mentioned this before, and she's totally, down the middle person except for that.
Well, somebody got to her.
Yeah, I think at a young age.
Yeah, a chemtrail got to her.
Right, this has been floating around.
What'd you say, Nick?
A long time.
A chemtrail got to her.
All right, it's dumb.
It would suck to believe that, because every time you'd walk outside, you'd be like, oh, they're at it again.
Right.
Oh, my mind is getting controlled right now. Black helicopters, the unmarked black helicopters that do everything, alien and everything, that is the most searched conspiracy theory in four states. The flat earth is the most searched conspiracy theory in five states, including South Dakota and Colorado.
Back up. I'm not familiar with black helicopter.
That's they're around.
They're following you. They're,
right.
They're the
I've
know.
Heard that. The black ops, they follow you.
Okay, so they're just Big Brother.
Right.
Yeah, kind of.
The flat earth is the dumbest one to me.
So far, I think they're all really dumb. But flat Earth's up there.
A fake moon landing is the number one most searched conspiracy theory in Ohio.
Yeah, those guys are idiots. By the way, that's where John Glenn's from.
That asshole never went to the moon.
In his home
state.
You
want irony? There's irony.
I love that video of Buzz Aldrin punching that dude.
Oh, it's the best. Hard time. That's the best.
He's like 90.
I know.
Lizard people is the most searched conspiracy theory in the state of Washington. Let's see. According to U.S. Direct, lizard people, also known as reptilians, reptoids, and draconians, are humanoid beings who are described as shape-shifting aliens that take on human forms and hijack seats of government and political power to assume control over human society.
Wouldn't it be funny if... somebody didn't believe in all the other stuff you mentioned, but that's one they believe.
That's
in.
The one.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Earth's round, but these lizard people run it.
We've been to Seattle, and they're around.
I'd rather they look into why so many ladies look like birds.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
Well, lizards and birds are related.
Hey, okay. See, I might be on board with this one then.
All right, okay.
And sometimes, I don't know, it's like, ladies, as they get older, they just look like birds.
Are you fleshing out a bit on the air?
No, I just noticed. No, this is not fleshed
now
out.
Now you need a punchline.
This will never be fleshed out.
You need a middle and a punchline for that.
I'm sure it's written down in a notebook somewhere, but there's no way. There's nothing you can do with that.
No.
All right, with all of these, which
especially
one would
a bunch
you
of
say?
Women in the crowd.
We have two more. Right.
If you had to choose.
I'm thinking that too.
We've got two more.
Which
two
one
more.
Is the most sensible?
We've got two more.
If you have to buy into one of these.
I was going to ask the same question. I hate to even bring that up because that's going to make us all sound stupid too. But go ahead. What are the last two?
The last two in New Mexico, the number one most searched conspiracy theory is Tupac is still alive.
No. Utah would go with that one, but he's dead.
Right. No, I think he's dead.
Right. And in North Dakota,
uh-oh,
it's the Deepwater Horizon.
What's that?
So you remember?
Yeah, I know.
The oil rig?
The oil rig.
So what about platform?
It was fake?
They're still concerned about that. Was it President Barack Obama behind it? Was it eco warriors sabotaging it? Did the rig's drilling wake up a long-buried UFO?
That I could buy.
Okay, so
but North Dakota is looking into that because, well, they're landlocked.
Yeah, but
so
no,
they care.
Yeah, but the long-buried UFO is connected to the Obama knowing about this, so I don't think this has anything to do with that. So what are our choices?
New World Order.
All right.
New Coke. Chemtrails. Black helicopters. Flat Earth. Fake moon landing. Lizard people. Tupac. And deep water.
Hate to say this out loud, but we're just not that dumb.
If I had to buy one new Coke.
Yeah, that's the most.
No, that's not.
That they just wanted to boost sales. Well,
yeah, that's hardly anything.
That's not it, though. No, he said it's
or
that was one of the theories.
Final removal of coca to satisfy the Drug Enforcement Administration.
See, that's where the whack job is.
Maybe. Yeah.
I lived in the state of Washington for a couple of years and saw some people that may have been a lizard. So I'm going to go with that.
I'm going to go with Nick's. Why do women look like birds? You know, let's just start that one. I like that one.
I mean, what is the deal?
Are women birds? Are women some kind of bird people?
Oh, birds don't exist. That's a
big...
That's
right.
Oh, yeah, they're robots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big conspiracy thing.
I hate to say this because I could bring myself down to anybody's level. Pretty obvious. But I'm not dumb enough to pick any of those. I'm really not, you know. Except for women look like birds. I'm going to start following that one there. And my leader is Nick Allen.
Yeah. Just say, hey, go to the mall. You'll find one.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.